The guided sport fishing industry is bracing for potential impacts from next month's annual meeting of the International Pacific Halibut Commission, as commissioners consider a 47% cut to the halibut limit for commercial longliners in Southeast. They'll also look at more restrictions on the charter fleet. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
As they face another deep cut to their quota for the sixth year in a row, Southeast commercial fishermen are calling on the International Pacific Halibut Commission to keep the charter sector from exceeding its guideline harvest level again. Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association Director Linda Bankin is concerned the overage could lead to further commercial quota cuts.
The quota that's been recommended relies on the charter industry being held to their GHL, which they haven't been held to since the GHL was set in 2004. If the IPHC is concerned that those ongoing overages will place undue burden on the resource, there may be an additional cut to compensate for that.
The U.S.'s North Pacific Fishery Management Council has already approved a new catch-sharing plan aimed at keeping the charter fleet to a preset allocation, but the National Marine Fisheries Service does not expect it to be in place until 2012. Earlier this year, the Halibut Commission raised concerns the plan was taking too long, so it directed its staff to come up with a set of its own restrictions to consider for 2011.
The commission does have very strong concerns about this in terms of conservation issues for the stock.
According to IPHC Director Bruce Lehman, staff will suggest the commission look at the same types of measures that regulators have discussed in the past.
They're along the same lines in terms of bag limits and line limits and that sort of thing, Matt. So we're not interested in sort of reinventing the wheel in terms of recommendations to the commission.
The Southeast charter fleet has already been under a one halibut per client per day rule since 2009. That's down from the normal sport fish limit of two. Halibut guides in Southeast worry about any additional restrictions that could be in store for their industry. Sitka charter fisherman and lodge owner Tom Ohaus is president of SEGO, the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization.
You know, obviously, first, we're concerned about the resource, and secondly, we're really concerned about what the result of less than one fish per day limits in our own industry, which has been very, very hard hit by. We're now into our third year of recession, and we've also been hard hit by differential regulations with other areas. Our regulations have gone from two to a day to one a day, and there's. You know, we're concerned about failures of our businesses throughout Southeast Alaska and the impacts that'll have on local economies.
The Southeast charter fleet could be substantially smaller this coming year as a new limited entry system goes into effect. It's tough to predict what will happen as a result of limited entry, according to Ohaus, but he thinks it will have a fairly significant impact on catches. The commission's annual meeting, when it decides on the commercial catch limits and other recommendations, starts January 25th in Victoria, British Columbia. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.